Excellencies, we welcome the High Commissioner's report, though highlight the need for action. It is past time that the international community responded to this conflict that has cost approximately 6 million people their lives. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, armed groups are expanding their territory. The conflict is not just internal. Neighboring countries are implicated, fostering the violence and facilitating extraction of the DRC's minerals to power the global economy, including emerging green infrastructure. Amidst the destruction, churches are leading peacebuilding and mediation work and are often beacons of hope in torn communities. At risk to their own lives, Anglican bishops and church leaders mediate with armed groups and deliver pastoral support. They have been trained by UN-led mediation experts, recognizing the church's ability to go where few others can. We urge action to stop Rwanda and Uganda supporting armed groups in the DRC. If their actions continue, a more devastating regional conflict is highly likely. We ask that states redouble support for the Nairobi and Luanda peace processes, and we call for states and private companies to enhance their due diligence processes to ensure materials do not come from mines controlled by armed groups. Our churches are making progress, but we need states to act. This conflict is fueling refugee movements, denigrating women's rights, and destroying economies. The violence inflicted now will have consequences for decades to come.
Thank you.